AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An immigration judge has denied Gilmar Abrego-Garcia's bid for asylum. Ed Donahue has the story.
Abrego-Garcia was mistakenly deported to his native country, El Salvador, in March by the Trump administration and was held in a notorious prison, facing a ruling from the Supreme Court. The administration returned Abrego-Garcia to the U.S. in June, only to immediately charge him with human smuggling. Abrego-Garcia's request to reopen his asylum case is a calculated risk. If approved, he could get a green card and a path to citizenship. If he loses, an immigration judge could remove his protection from being returned to El Salvador. The administration has repeatedly referred to Abrego-Garcia as a gang member, despite the fact he has not been convicted of any crimes. His attorneys denounced the criminal charges and the deportation efforts, saying they are an attempt to punish him for standing up to the administration. I'm Ed Donahue.
A car ramming and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England, on the holiest day of the Jewish year. Two people killed, at least three wounded, before police shot and killed the attacker. The Trump administration's canceling nearly $8 billion in clean energy projects in 16 states that backed Kamala Harris in last year's election. And Sagar Magani reports the government shutdowns cut off the flow of economic data, including to the Federal Reserve.
We're going to be looking at the data.
Chair Jerome Powell 2 weeks ago. The question now is, when will the Fed get the data? Already today, the weekly unemployment benefits report was postponed. The monthly jobs report, slated for release tomorrow, will likely be delayed. If the shutdown is short, it won't be too disruptive. But if economic data release is delayed several weeks or more, that could be a problem. It's possible the Fed will have little new federal economic data to analyze when it meets again near month's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Two regional Delta jets collided on a taxiway at LaGuardia Airport this morning. Julie Walker reports the airline's calling it
a low-speed collision, with a wing of one plane slamming into the cockpit window of another. Air traffic control can be heard on liveatc.net speaking with the pilot.
You guys did clip, correct?
Yeah, we did. Their right wing clipped our nose and the cockpit.
One flight attendant was injured.
Sounds like she hit her knee. That's all she told me.
It wasn't immediately clear who was at fault, but the FAA says air traffic control had instructed the Virginia-bound plane with 32 people preparing to take off to hold short and yield to the other aircraft, which was arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina, with 61 people aboard before the collision. An investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.